FFA students all across the land are quite excited because this is recognized as National FFA Week. I am going to share with you what I think is the second most profound writing. Nothing tops the Bible. Beyond the Bible, the FFA creed is something that every person, not just agricultural students, every person should actually learn and understand. We'll get to E.M. Tiffany's epiphany in just a moment. First, I want to remind you about Lone Creek Cattle Company and the opportunity to be a part of a value-added system where you actually reap the rewards of the value that you put in the calves. Lone Creek Cattle Company has mastered the program. They calve easy. We have not touched a calf on a cow in three calving seasons. They grow rapidly. They perform extremely well, and you get paid handsomely. What more do you care about? More details, calling Marlon Will at www.lonecreekcattleco.com. Also working with Neogen to identify that every one of these calves is actually sired by the Piedmontese bulls and possesses the myostatin gene. That ties into what I wanted to talk about today with National FFA Week, because I'm only going to share with you the first paragraph. I believe in the future of agriculture with a faith born not of words but of deeds. Achievements won by the present and past generations of agriculturalists in the promise of better days through better ways, even as the better things we now enjoy have come to us from the struggles of former years. I'm emphasizing that today because I found a very interesting piece in the Smithsonian Magazine that, quite frankly, was written in 2018. It is out this week because they made a mistake. They're correcting their mistake. They only made a mistake in the name of one of Seabiscuit's sons. What they did is they determined that with today's DNA technology, they have the ability to go look at what this horse, what kind of a genomic profile Seabiscuit had. Well, as it turns out, his hooves were actually saved and on display, so they were able to actually dig into the coffin bone, get some genetic mitochondrial material, and look at what the sequence genomics of Seabiscuit was. Turns out he had a rare combination of stamina and speed, reflecting the champion's race record, as he won races from 5 furlongs, a sprint, to as much as 1.25 miles distance, further identifying that this genomic type is with late bloomers, and they rarely win their first race. And Seabiscuit was exactly that way. He did not truly become a racing star until he was 4 years of age. In fact, many people had given up on this little horse that became Americana and inspired a nation at that time, which was a very troubling time in our nation's history. Oh, for the Seabiscuit of today. Loose tails, be gentle, stay firm.